Of surviving grief. I am so happy that you all are here to join me today. I hope you had a wonderful and amazing Thanksgiving holiday and enjoyed your family and friends. I come here today. I started my new job on Monday, and I am in awe of God's goodness and his love towards me, and just how good he is to me and the ways he's made for me. And as always, I thank you guys for your love and support all over the world. It means a lot to me. I always go, as always, look at my analytics, and I see people from all over the world, Africa, Finland, the UK, Asia, you know, the United States, and it just warms my heart. And I hope that my story is healing someone. God has been good to me, and I'm going to tell it wherever I go. And today's podcast, I meant to do a subtitle, but it's called The God Empower You, Do the New You. I read a lot, and I do different, I listen to people's podcasts and, you know, my social media page, and I am just, you know, I find inspiration through different people, and, you know, because everybody has a story, you know. And somebody wrote that the old you isn't you at your best. It was you surviving. It was you reacting. It was you living according to the view of who you were and what you could do. But that view was based on your perspective. There's so much more to you than that. There's a God-empowered way of doing you, and that is you at your best. That's the you he created and the you he sees. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot, you know, about this journey from 2023 up until now. And, you know, holding on to my way and trying to do things my way or manipulate God into, like, doing it my way because, you know, we always feel that our way is best, you know, especially when we're doing something that we want to do and that we want the outcome to be. You know, we are hell-bent on, you know, and even if we pray about it, And God does it, you know, but he doesn't do it the way we thought it should be done, or it doesn't look like the way we thought it would look like, you know, that can be bothersome, you know, to us. And, you know, when I think about God doing things the way I wanted him to do it, you know, I think about, you know, my daughter's death, like, of course, my prayer was, God, raise her up, bring her, you know, give us strength to fight the addiction. You know, that's my prayer. Lord, in a relationship, Lord, make this work, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think, you know, I had my best friend laughing sometimes. And sometimes even now, you know, I go to God, you know, not in nothing particular, but I go to God, and I told my best friend, I was like, I know God be like, ugh, I'm sick of her, and I wish she just let me do what I'm going to do. And, you know, I have found myself in the space of, you know, I told you guys a while back that God says, you know, a lot of times we looking for these big revelations from God, you know, the cloud and the thunder, and, you know, it's, and God gave me something. It sounded simple. He said, just trust me. And I'm like, for real? You know, because in that moment, in the moment when you're going through and life is life, and you feel like all hope is gone, and child, you just don't understand. You just want God to, you know, be the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day, and child, you just want God to do something so over the top. And, you know, it's, you know, my mom often says that God speaks in the still small voice. And a lot of times we can't hear the still small voice because, you know, we're, our mind is so busy. And I learned, you know, my big thing is, you know, you got to be still and know, be still and know. And, you know, being still is not sitting still, but sometimes it's sitting still too. But, you know, for me, because I'm an overthinker and my mind was, you know, going at 100 miles an hour, and I had so many questions for God that he ain't gonna never answer. And because it doesn't matter the day or tomorrow, you know, what's done is done. Now I just need you to trust me to do what I said I'm going to do, because I'm going to do it, but I can't do it until you take your hands off of it, mind your business, you know, and trust me. And, you know, in that moment, you know, Smokey Norfolk sings a song. He said, drown out the noise and let me hear your voice. And that is true. You know, the noise has to be drowned out so you can hear God's voice, because, you know, sometimes God be speaking, but because you want your way and not his will, and you think God is doing you this injustice, and just so, you know, so much because, you know, we love somebody or we love that job, or, you know, and, you know, I said a couple times, you know, how many times have we been in situations where we love the very thing that was killing us? No matter what it is, the job, the relationship, the family, the friends, you know, we sometimes hold on to things that God is just saying, you know, let it go. Let me fix it for you, or let it go. I got something better for you. And, you know, you're scared in that moment to let go because, you know, we tend to box God in. What if he don't do it? What if he don't bring it back full circle? And, you know, we go so much with the what ifs that we don't realize that because the kind of God that he is, if he doesn't give me that thing that I want back, the relationship, the friendship that, you know, keep me up, whatever, that he has something 10 times better. And when your heart is in something, and you know, I thought about Job and Job's situation. And Job, man, his friends were horrible friends, if you be honest. His friends were horrible, and you must have done something, and you know I was told at one point that, you know, I wouldn't be blessed until I put family first, and I'm things is happening to me because I don't have priorities in order. And, you know, it came from people that, you know, should have been holding me up and having my back. And, you know, it like really hurt, but I'm like, yeah, that's what I've been doing, you know, all my life. You know, I'm not perfect, but I've put everybody ahead of me to the point where I don't know how to take care of me. You know, like really, really nurture Cheryl and take care of her. You know, I was not doing too well in that area. And now I'm learning, you know, I have the girls to take care of, and I'm learning, you know, to take care of us, you know, together. And, you know, sometimes, you know, in church, you know, people are like, I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey, but sis would trade a lot for this journey. Trust me. But, you know, I know the way that God has taken me is going to produce something so amazing. And I thank God because, you know, I haven't had an anxiety attack all week long. And have they tried to come? Yeah, but it's like God just flushed them right on out. And I ask God to, you know, help me with that because I'm still struggling with some things. You know, I'm still hurting sometimes. From the relationship, I've been bothered by that, and you know, I'm learning to be, you know, honest with myself. And, you know, I said I'm healing out loud. I learned to be honest with myself because, you know, if you're not honest with yourself and you pretend that you don't feel a certain kind of way or whatever, and, you know, just gaslighting yourself into that lie, you know, eventually you keep running, you keep running, you got to sit with it. So I'm like, okay, I'm here. You know, I done been through the worst, you know, so, you know, healing is a process that sometimes hurt worse than a wound. And, you know, I thank God because God is, he's working on me. And, you know, I got some things in the works and some things that I need to do. And I'm so unbothered. And I hear people, you know, talking, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And I don't even bother to answer anymore. Because I believe that God does everything in his time. And, you know, even the job situation, you know, I had 2 job offers and the first job offer, you know, my start date got pushed back and, you know, and it kind of bothered me. And, you know, I had been interviewing for this other job since July, August. And, you know, after everything came through, you know, I realized how God was just setting things up. And, you know, he set these things up. I mean, it went smooth. I mean, smooth. And some other things that I got to get done. And I'm just like, only thing I can say is, I'm like, God working that out. I'm not even tripping. You know, I'm not worried about it. It's all going to work out exactly the way it's supposed to work out. And, you know, I'm just reflecting on things. And I'm like, you know, God's still doing his big one. And you know, the good thing, because I feel it in my soul, I feel it in my heart, you know, that God is, you know, they say eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard what God is about to do. And, you know, it's not even a fit, you know, it used to be a feeling, but it's not a feeling anymore for me. I know that God is about to do something so amazing. And, you know, I find myself, you know, I posted a post the other day and it said, you know, God, do it in the most impossible way that when they see me, they're going to know it's you. And, you know, God gave me that promise. He said that what I'm about to do for you, when they see you, they're going to know that it was me. And, you know, now that, you know, the God empowered me, you know, that's the new me. The God empowered me once that God empowered way. God, when they see you, see me, they see you, because, you know, it's not just about pulling me up out of the darkness, the space of despair. You know, it's about pulling others out, you know, because I have a responsibility not only to me, but to others, you know, to show them that this mountain, you know, can be removed. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I just, what I do know for sure is that the enemy knows your past, and he what pisses him off is because he doesn't know your future. So he fights you in the space that you're in, tooth and nail, because he knows, he doesn't know what, but he knows that in the end, this girl wins. But if I can bring family, relationships, death, depression, suicidal ideologies, if I can bring all of that against her, because if he can't take you out, I told you, he tries to wear you out. And if he can't wear you out, he uses people in your circle. And when that doesn't happen, you know, he still does little things. And the crazy thing is, the enemy doesn't get tired.
He never tires. He just find willing workers. He get these people who pick me, you know, you can use me today. And, you know, again, I want that, you know, I was praying, and my prayer every morning is, God, I want that when they see me, they see you blessings. You know, that's all I've been telling myself. God, I want that when they see me, they see you type blessings. And I'm repeating that over and over every day, because not only will it help somebody, but it's going to bring somebody to God. And it's going to give people hope. You know, I know that therein lies my full healing. And, you know, life comes at us, and because we're human, we want companionship, and we want, you know, that special person. And, you know, in healing, you know, when I said that I was going to be committed to my healing, you know, I meant that in every aspect. I meant that. And, you know, little things have come my way. And, you know, because I've, you know, since I started this journey, I've, you know, gotten sad, and, you know, I'm human. And, you know, when, you know, people, you know, try to talk to me, and, you know, and I'm polite, you know, it's, sometimes I, you know, I'm like, I'm a basket case. Okay. I'm healing, you know, I'm not interested. And, you know, sometimes I get that, but we can be friends. And no, I honestly, I just, first of all, I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the capacity for, you know, friends. You know, God gave me my people, and, you know, I'm inclined to, you know, stick with that. And I just, you know, when I made God that promise, you know, not going to get under nobody to get over him, and I'm not going to, you know, run the streets and, you know, just keep going out, you know, because at the end of the day, when you go sit down, you're going to sit with it, you know. And there are days when, yes, I've laid down and I fell completely apart, and the enemy, you know, he spoke, and I cried some more, because maybe that's what the flesh wanted. And, but I knew what was needed for me. So when I told God, when I made that promise to God, I intended very much to keep it. And I'm not going to say again, I can't say temptation hasn't come, because it has came. But my mindset was, God said he's going to do a new thing. And I got to the place where I felt like God was giving me a second chance. I got to the place where I felt like I can't afford to mess this up this time. I got to do it by the book. I got to do it God's way. I want God to do something for me. I got to do something for God. You know, because a lot of times we make promises to God, and then, you know, I'll start over. I didn't have the, you know, I can't afford to start over. You know, and it's like, to me, you know, I could be wrong, and I know God keeps his promises, but no, I want to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, I got a work to do. I got things to do. I got dreams and goals, and God didn't ask much of me. Like, he really didn't. Only thing God required of me is trust me. That's all he asked of me. And, you know, and I'm still in that space, because God hasn't given me another instruction, like nothing else. Like, he hasn't given me anything else. And I am in that space because, you know, he's still building my faith. He's still building it. And again, I have my days, you know, because, you know, I want God to, you know, fast track this curriculum. And there's no, you know, fast tracking, and, you know, what's fast won't last. And I'll keep saying that. And, you know, God is like, you know, I've asked God, you know, driving, because, you know, no radio, no nothing. It's just be me and God, and I'll be talking to God. And if y'all was to hear me, y'all probably would think I'm crazy. But, you know, I talk to God, and again, God, do it in such a way that when they see me, they see you. And I ask God for like 3 specific blessings. And it, you know, even though I can't talk about it, if I was to say it to you all, y'all would be like, this girl is, you know, all the grief and everything that made a plum loco. But it hasn't. I'm trusting God, because what I need God to do, and what I know he's going to do, is beyond my reach. You know, it's not in my pay category. And I don't know too many people that, you know, category is in, you know. But, you know, even in this, I promise God that, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. You know, it don't look like I want it to look. It ain't what I want it to be. But God, I am going to trust you. I owe this to myself, you know, but I owe it more to God, because, you know, I have survived 100% of everything that was meant to take me out. 100% of everything that the devil threw at me, the enemy used to take me out. And, you know, I want to do the new me, you know, the God empowered me, you know, that, you know, I want to, you know, my goal is to see me the way God sees me. And it's taken me so long to get there, to that point. Like, I want to see God, see me the way God sees me. And, you know, slowly, you know, but surely, you know, and I thank God, because I have become so content, you know, where God has me. You know, a lot of times my pastor has said something to me, like, you know, a couple of years ago, he was like, you know, you're in a rush, but maybe where you are is where God needs you to be. And I'm like, you know, I'm this age, and I should have this, and I should have that, and I should be here, and I should be there. And he was like, why? Why do you think you should be here? Because you're a certain age? And, you know, that was a big part of it. And he said, says who? And he says me. Like, I don't want to be in a space that I'm in. You know, I'm too old for that. I want to be here, and I'm going to be blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he just put it all in perspective, you know, just like worrying about what people did to you, or why did they do it? And I don't understand. And, you know, I went through a lot of that. And then God, you know, simply said, you know, you going to trust me or not? Because you weren't about what they did, and supposedly giving to me is not trusting me. So I had to learn, you know, that God empowered you is a full surrendered you also, because if you're allowing God to empower you and to lead you and direct your path and your steps, then you have to allow God to worry about whatever else. Because once you walk into that dimension, what they did or said, or how they treating you, family, friends, lovers, whatever, church members, whatever. After you walk into the God empowered you, and the you that has decided that I'm going to trust God by doing the new me, and all of that goes out the window. You don't worry about what people did or what people said, and you know, you don't worry about the get back. And I thank God that I've never been that vengeful person that wants to get back at somebody for hurting me, for doing me wrong. Cause I'm like, first of all, it takes more energy to do all of that than to just give it to God and rest in Him and let God, you know, deal with it. And another thing I've learned, you know, they say God gonna prepare a table in the presence of your enemy, and you know, and He will. And you know, God, they're not my enemy, but I want you to prepare my table. And a lot of times, you know, my prayer, you know, because I forgive easy, I forgive you quick, because I don't have time to hold on to it. Because my thought process is, I got so much going on in my life, you know, that I need all of God's blessings, so I can't do you like you do me. And I hold fast to that, and I'm not going to, you know, do evil for evil. When they say two wrongs don't make it right, it's really true. And, you know, I can walk away from anything knowing that I had a pure heart and pure intentions, you know, not to hurt or not to harm. And, you know, and I'm in a space where, you know, if I've done something to somebody knowingly and unknowingly, you know, I apologize. You know, my intentions is to never, you know, purposely hurt somebody, you know, because I'm angry, because I'm mad. And, you know, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And I find myself, you know, saying, God, you know, just bless them, continue. And God said, you can't tell me what to do. I said, vengeance is mine and I will repay, saith the Lord. I thank you for your heart, you know, that you have, because, you know, when you love people, you don't want no harm to come to them. And I can't say that I wasn't sad, I wasn't hurt, you know, by the relationship and by some other things that happened in my life, you know, with family and stuff. But, you know, I've always been there, and I will, you know, I've always shown up no matter what was done to me. I would stay 10 toes down. And now, am I learning? Yes, I'm learning a lot. You know, God has taught me a lot. You know, I'm learning a lot about myself, you know, because I want to see everybody win. And, you know, you want to take everybody with you, because, you know, when you know you're going somewhere, then you feel like, I want them on board. I want them to know what I know. I'm going to carry them. And, you know, and God been saying, like, yeah, I got to separate you from a whole lot, things, people, places, because right now I need you. And I need to, you know, that God empowered me that I've been talking about. You know, I feel like God has been saying, you know, I need to endow you with some power from on high, because I need you to be able to carry the weight of the promise and your purpose. And I can't, you know, I got to remove you out of certain circles and certain places and certain things in order to do that for you. And it's, you know, I need you to allow me to work in you. You know, again, I told you guys before, you know, faith without works is dead. And I found myself trying to prove to God, well, God, you know, I'm not lazy. I'll do this. I want to work. I want to do this. And, you know, the whole time God was just like, I want to do it for you, but I need to do it not your way. I need to do it my way, because there's a purpose in doing it that God empowered way. You know, it's sometimes God want to do something for you, but He got to take you out of it in order to do that thing for you. And, you know, God sometimes has to, you know, clean house. You know, I can't give you what I'm trying to do for you in your emotional state. I can't do this, you know, with them around. I can't do this in this environment. So let me fix it for you. And I want you to trust that I am going to give you what you need to get to where you're going. And I have come a long way, and I have a long way to go. But again, God, when you do this thing, when you bless me with this, with that, do it. I want the blessing. I want that when they see me, they see you type blessing. Because I've been through so much in a little amount of time. But I want this trip around, I want God to get all the glory. I want that God-empowered blessing. I want that when they see me, they see you blessing. I want God to be glorified, magnified, and honored. You know, it's a purpose in everything that I've been through. Has it felt good? No. Have I been angry? Yes. Have I questioned God? You know, and I thank God that I'm to the point where when something doesn't happen, my mind is, God is, you know, he's doing something, you know, and I'm going to stick with it. That's just my mantra. God is doing something. When God is doing something that you can't see, God is doing something you can't see. Mind your business. And, you know, again, I am so nosy, you guys. I am so nosy that I am going to faith around and find out. I'm going to stick around to see what God is going to do for me. Do I think he's going to give me what I'm asking for? I absolutely do. I believe in my heart that God is going to do what I've asked him to do. But I think he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above, like with this job, you know. Yeah, I think God is just going to do exceedingly abundantly above what I could ask or even think. God is going to, he's going to do his even bigger one. And, you know, I God said, I need you. You got the job. Okay, so now I just need you to be quiet. And I'm going to lead the way. But in this next season, you know, I'm going to need you to be quiet and just trust me. And I said, okay, God. You know, so, you know, I told a few people in my circle, I said, if I'm quiet, you know, because I do like to tell her the goodness of the Lord when God bless me, you know, but, you know, if you don't hear from me, you know, if I'm not talking like I used to, don't think nothing about it. Just know that, you know, I'm in tune with God. I'm in tune with where he's taking me. And so, you know, I can't explain it to you. I just, you know, I've got to stay the course because I'm after something, you know, and I don't expect people to understand because I don't even understand. I just know that he that began a good work, he is faithful to his promises. And I'm going to stay where I can be found in God, where when this is all said and done, that people will really be able to say, I see God in that girl. And the things that are about to come, you know, they won't even be able to question. Because God said, when they see you, they'll see me. And I will leave you with this. whatever God says, do. Do it. Even if it sounds strange, even if you don't understand it, whatever God says, do. Do it. And trust that He has your best interest at heart. He's not going to put no more on you than you're able to bear. I love you all. And as always, thank you for tuning in. And because of my work schedule, I'm going to be changing the podcast to every Friday. And then once I move over to my new schedule, we'll go back to Wednesdays. Took a week off for Thanksgiving. I did absolutely nothing but relax. But Christmas is coming, and I hope you guys, you know, enjoy your holiday with your families. And until next week, I love you. And remember, the God empowered you is the you He created you to be and the you that He sees. I love you. Have a good weekend.